makes a song and it makes a shout, hooray! It's good for growing babies and grown-ups too to eat. For all the family's breakfast, you can't beat cream of wheat.
Cream of wheat, the great American family cereal, presents Let's Pretend. Thank you, audience, and hello! Do you want your story?
That right away means business.
Oh, what is today's story, Sybil?
One that's a lot of fun, Uncle Bill. It's The Brave Little Tailor.
Oh, that's a good one. Well, what are we waiting for?
For Miriam Wolf to say how we'll travel.
Well, how about the good old-fashioned ice cream wagon?
Oh, boy, Miriam, you really got something there. All right, an ice cream wagon it is. Everybody set?
Yeah.
One, two, three. All right, pretenders, head the wagon for Let's Pretend Land and stop at the cottage of the brave little tailor. And have your favorite ice cream as we go. Come on. Gosh, with all these flavors, you sure get plenty of variety on an ice cream wagon, Uncle Bill.
You bet you do, Gwen. And remember all the swell variety you can get with cream of wheat, too. Try it with brown sugar, jam, jelly, or cinnamon. Cream of wheat with raisins or fruit. Cream of wheat with honey, syrup, or molasses. Every one of these grand combinations is a real taste winner. Yes, eat a better breakfast, feel better all day. Get a better start the cream of wheat way. And be sure to keep listening for our cream of wheat game right after the first act of today's story, The Brave Little Tailor. Once upon a time, in a distant land beyond the mountains of marble, giants stalked the forest, keeping all the people in constant fear of their lives. Among the people lived a good-natured little tailor with his devoted mother. Our story begins in the workroom of their neat and cozy cottage.
Hello there.
Hello, Mother.
Still at that sewing machine, brave little tailor.
Why do you call me that, little mother?
Because you are. You bend over that sewing machine day after day and never go anywhere. And I don't like it, son. I could live on less, and I'd be glad to.
Oh, go on with you.
No, I mean it, Jack.
Hmm?
You've been a good and dutiful son, but I want you to have the same chances that other boys have to see the world. Now, think it over.
I will, Mother. And in the meantime, will you fix me a great big slice of bread and smother it with jam, please?
Indeed, I will. Want the window closed?
No, it's warm out. Leave it open.
All right.
Say, Mother, this is a pretty handsome waistcoat, isn't it?
Oh, indeed it is.
Mm.
And rose satin, my favorite color, too. Here's the bread and jam, Jack. You'd better eat it right away, though.
Yeah, just a second, Mother. I want to finish this hem first. The basting threads come out of... Well, now, hey, get away from that. You'd better get.
Whom are you talking?
Two snoopy flies buzzing around my bread. Hey, they're ganging up on me.
They'll feed you to that jam yet.
Yeah, let them try it. Oh, by gee whiz, golly, that's too much. And don't say I didn't warn you.
What happened?
Well, when seven of the pesky critters hopped on all at once, it was just plain too much. So I got all seven with one blow.
Seven at a blow. Well, well, now, you're quite a courageous fighter.
Mother. Hey, that gives me an idea.
Hmm?
Here, take your scissors.
My scissors?
Mm-hmm. Now, do you see the sign?
Yes.
Well, look, cut out the word blow.
Blow?
Mm-hmm. What? And then, look, here's the word one.
I see it, Jack. But
no, wait a minute. Yeah, you see the line, on the seventh day?
On the seventh?
Yeah, we'll take the word seventh and cut off the T-H.
Well, what on earth for, Jack?
Never mind, cut them out. Oh, here, I'll help you.
Jack, have you lost your mind?
No, I've just found it. Mother, you wanted me to have adventure. All right, I'll try it. But I must go properly heralded. Now, have you got those cut out?
Yes, here they are. What are you going to do?
I'll show you. Give them to me. Now that strip of red ribbon there.
Here it is.
Huh?
Oh, I begin to see.
Well, I thought you would.
Seven at one blow. Oh, Jack, you idiot. What do you intend to do with it?
Well, Mother, I shall tie this ribbon across my chest. And when I go forth, all the kingdom shall know what a fighter, what a soldier I am. I'll pack my knapsack, Mother, and wish me luck.
Hey, Jack, where are you going?
Tomorrow I shall take your advice and start out to see the world. And so I come to a castle. Wonder what adventures wait for me. Oh, a handsome castle, this. I think perhaps if I go inside the garden, I may hear something that will interest me. Well, no sooner said than done, my boy. Now then, with my badge of honor for all to see, I'll pretend to be asleep and bide my time.
I said to him, maybe you think you could do better. Hello, who have we here?
What's this?
Hey, there, read this. 7 at one blow. My word, here is a man.
Well, what do we do?
Well, he can't sleep here, but we'd better be careful how we handle this gentleman. One who kills 7 at a time couldn't be difficult.
Well, 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 soldier, what do you do here instead of guarding the entrance to the castle?
Your pardon, Prime Minister, but we just stumbled across this gentleman, and we were at a loss to know what to do.
Why at a loss? What do we generally do with intruders? Throw him in the dungeon and... What does this say? 7 at one blow.
What do we do with him, sire?
We wake him very gently. I beg your pardon.
Good afternoon, Prime Minister.
Good afternoon, Princess Germaine.
My goodness, you look disturbed. Anything wrong?
Pardon me, Your Highness, but it is a man asleep.
Oh, let me see him. 7 at one blow. My goodness, he must be very dangerous as well as good-looking. That is to say, isn't he? Let's wake him up, Prime Minister.
Perhaps you could do it more gently than we. But be careful, Princess. 7 at one blow would be unfortunate.
How do you do, sir?
Oh, I beg your pardon, miss. My goodness. I seem to have fallen asleep. I hope I didn't inconvenience anyone.
Oh, not at all, sir, not at all.
Prime Minister, Germaine, are you holding a conference?
Oh, Your Majesty, I didn't see you coming.
Hello, Father.
Pardon me, did I hear you say Your Majesty? Where in the world am I?
I was about to say, sir, His Majesty the King. What is your name, if I may inquire?
My name is Jack. Jack Taylor, Your Majesty.
The Royal Highness, the Princess Germaine.
Mademoiselle.
7 at one blow. Well, Mr. Taylor, I'm profoundly impressed. You must be quite a fighter.
Oh, well, I can take care of myself, I guess.
Prime Minister,
yes,
here is a man our court needs.
I was thinking that too, sire. Mr. Taylor.
Sir?
Are you free, sir, to serve under the banner of His Majesty the King?
I do hope you are. If you were here, I should feel so secure from our enemies.
Oh, Princess, you have no enemies.
Nicely said, Mr. Taylor. But we have. Say you will remain here and be a soldier of the King.
I could refuse you nothing. Your Majesty, I shall be most happy. From this moment, sire, at your service.
Know what, Uncle Bill?
What?
I think our studio audience is in the mood for a sound effects game today. How about it, Cream of Wheater?
Yeah! Well, Gwen, I guess that makes it unanimous. Okay, I tell the story, audience, and when I give the signal, you help out with the sound effects. Now, here goes. This is the story of Lazy Louie, the slowest, shufflingest, laziest boy in the neighborhood. He'd lie in bed on nice summer mornings and listen to his friends outside calling him out to play, like this. But rather than get up, he'd just stay in bed and sleep, like this. But one day, Lazy Louis found a mighty good reason for getting up. He got dressed and rushed downstairs like this. And he found a big bowl of smooth, delicious cream of wheat waiting for him at the table. Well, sir, Louis took one taste of that super tempting cream of wheat, and he gave three cheers like this. And then Louis began stoking up for action with that enriched 5-minute cream of wheat. He got lots of food energy to help him get up and go. He took on iron, calcium, phosphorus, vitamin B1. All that wonderful nourishment together with an out-of-this-world flavor that found him fairly whistling with joy, like this. And now the moral of our little story is this. If you want a lot of live wire, up-and-atom food energy, and a flavor that really hits the spot like this, just put in your bid for cream of wheat. The big family-sized package of either enriched 5-minute or regular gives you 40 generous servings at a cost of less than a penny a bowl. You bet, pretenders. It's way up in flavor. It's way down. It's plenty smooth. Thanks a lot, audience. And now back to our story of the brave little tailor. We find Jack, the brave little tailor, firmly established in the court of the king. His mysterious badge, 7 at 1 blow, continues to make everyone stand in awe of his power. Everyone, that is, but the lovely Princess Germain. Our scene opens in the throne room of the king, where His Majesty and the princess are listening to the knights talking.
Oh, now, Your Majesty,
peace, noble knight. Be still! You'll drive me mad with your incessant talking.
But Your Majesty,
silence! We'll take you one at a time. Now, Sir Falmouth, what's your grievance?
This Jack Taylor, Your Majesty.
I knew it. I knew it. That man arrived at this court 6 months ago, and I haven't had one day's quiet since. All right, what's he done to you, Falmouth?
What hasn't he done, Your Majesty?
Well, the first thing on the list, then. Out with it.
He bullies us, Your Majesty.
Now, why do you let him?
Well, because of his badge, sire. That 7 at 1 blow, sire. The other knights don't dare to call their souls their own.
Oh, I've never seen him when he wasn't in the best of good humor. Well, now, Prime Minister, what's your trouble? Did you confer with the treasurer regarding the costs of the new stables?
Well, sire, yes, I did.
Good.
But I didn't ask audience to discuss that. Sire, what I especially wanted to discuss was another matter. Sire, this Mr. Taylor...
Heavens above, will this Mr. Taylor business never cease? Well, what's he done to you?
Sire, he twits me, sire.
He what's you?
He teases me, sire. He mimics me. Yesterday, I heard him imitating my very voice and the way I spoke at the round table conference, right before the captain of the guard, too. It was most humiliating.
Why don't you handle this yourself? You outrank both the captain and Mr. Taylor.
But, sire, 7 at 1 blow. It would be suicide. And then, sire, the princess, who used to be my daily companion in walks and at tea...
I realize that I haven't asked you to tea, Prime Minister. But the fact is, I'm simply too busy these days with my daily lessons.
Lessons? What are you studying, Germaine?
How to kill 7 at 1 blow.
What? Merciful heavens! Is he turning the princess into a bloodthirsty pirate? Prime Minister, I'll tend to your grievance later. Just now, excuse me, please.
But, sir...
All of you! I must speak to the princess alone.
Oh, certainly, my goodness, imagine. 7 at 1 blow, I... This thing is terrible.
Now then, what in the world did you mean?
Father, I'm very much in love with Jack. I've told you so before.
Common tailor.
He isn't common. Besides, tailoring is an honest trade. And no matter what he is, he's a fine man. I love him. And we want to be married.
Married?
Married to a man who kills seven men at one blow and who's now teaching you wholesale slaughter?
Father, it's not as bad as it sounds.
I don't know how it could be worse.
Oh, good morning, Your Highness. Hello, my dearest.
Have you told your father about me?
Has she told her father about you? The whole world has told her father about you. Well, I'll be fair. But you must prove your worth. Well,
gladly, sire. For the hand of my princess, anything. Well, what would you have me do?
Our kingdom has been terrorized by the copper giant and his brother Hans long enough.
Mm-hmm.
If you're bent on killing seven at one blow, suppose you tackle those two. If you do away with them and rid our country of their evil deeds, then I shall consent to your marriage with my daughter.
But, Father, that means terrible danger. Jack against those two huge giants?
Copper Giant and his brother Hans, eh?
Do you know them?
Well, I know of the many wicked things they've done. Yes, I'll be very glad to settle the score with them.
They should be done away with, but for Jack to risk his life...
Oh, dearest, think no more about it. After all, didn't I kill seven at one blow? What's a couple of giants to me?
Very well, my high cockalorum. Tomorrow we shall see just how much of a man you are.
Oh, certainly, sire. Germain, will you go with me?
I'd be delighted
Indeed
to.
Indeed you won't, Germain. I'll not have you risking your life like this.
Will I be in danger, Jack?
Oh, with me by your side? Oh, never.
You see, Father, how simple it is.
Well, something simple, but I'm not sure what it is.
Germain, do you think your father and his courtiers will wait on the other side of the hill as we ask them to?
I think so. Are these the grounds of the giants, Jack?
I hear something.
So do I.
Please get off your horse quietly and follow me.
Can you see them?
Yes. Yeah, they're under that tree.
Oh.
Germain, can you climb a tree?
My favorite pastime. Why?
Good. That's what we're going to do. Be as quiet as you can and let me help you. Here, this is the one.
All right.
Oh, wait a minute. Do you mind putting these stones in your riding cape?
Not at all.
Good. All right. Now then, up you go.
Oh. You coming up too?
Yes. As soon as I get some of these larger stones for myself.
Hand them up. I'll put them in the branches while you're climbing.
All right. Here I come. All right. Are you all right there? You won't fall.
Oh, no, this is fine. What do we do now?
Well, how's your aim?
Excellent. What'll I do?
Drop that stone down on the head of one of the giants. And see what happens.
All right.
Hey, quit that, will you? Huh? What's the matter? You hit me. You're crazy. I am not. I'm mad. Now, don't do it again.
Throw one on the other giant now.
Hey! Hey! What's the matter with you? Oh, be quiet, will you? Quiet! Either quit smacking me on the head or go someplace else to sleep. Oh, go run around the block.
Now for a bigger and better rock. I'll get a good hold on the tree and then I'll let him have it.
Well, now by all the cross-eyed cats of Christendom, that's enough!
Oh!
How do you like that, Fatso?
I'll show you how I like it, Flubber Puss!
Oh!
Big shoe! When I wrap this tree around your neck!
Oh! How do you like that?
Oh!
And that!
Oh!
And I'm son of that!
And you can use this one for an earring!
Well, they've rolled over the cliff and dropped on those stones below.
Jack, the giants have killed each other. They're both dead as doornails.
Isn't that too bad? Now then to call your father.
Father!
Your Highness!
Father! Oh,
wait till he sees this.
Hey, let me help you down out of the tree. That's better.
Yes, sir. I'm coming out. Coming, Germaine.
Yes, sire, I'm hurrying.
Here, Father.
Germaine, are you all right? Where are the giants?
In the chasm below us, sire.
In the... Well, by my sword, they're both dead.
Quite, sire. Quite.
You killed them, Jack?
You see them, sire.
Who would have believed it?
Why, I would. Now will you consent to our marriage, Father?
Oh, your majesty, do. I'll do my best to be worthy of her. I swear it.
Well, you're a very brave man, Jack. But if you marry my daughter, you'll have to mend your brutal ways. You mustn't ever kill 7 men at one blow again.
But, sire, I never did.
Your crest says 7 at one blow.
Ah, but, sire, they weren't men.
Not men. Then what were they?
Flies.
Flies?
Flies?
Flies.
But you said they annoyed you.
Well, believe me, they did, Minister. They pounced on my bread and jam. Oh, it was most annoying.
And that's all you ever killed? And you had everybody in the kingdom terrified of you?
Well, sire, that's the way things happen sometimes.
That's the best joke I ever heard. My daughter is safe with you, Jack. I gladly give my consent.
Princess, at your service.
Bless you, my children. Prime Minister.
Yes, sire.
7 at one blow.
Flies, Your Majesty. Flies.
And now, before we tell you about next week's exciting story, tell me, pretenders, how many of you have a baby brother or sister at home? Well, and what's the famous family cereal that doctors recommend as baby's best first solid food?
Cream of wheat!
Right, cream of wheat. Good for babies, completely digestible, and with that just right flavor the little ones really go for. And remember, enriched 5-minute cream of wheat cooks to full digestibility, yes, even for the tiniest babies, in just 5 minutes of boiling. Get cream of wheat, enriched 5-minute or regular, today for sure.
For all the family's breakfast, you can't beat cream of wheat.
The pretenders for today were...
Gwen Davies.
The brave little tailor.
Jack Grimes.
His mother.
Miriam Wolfe.
The King.
Albert Alley.
Princess Germaine.
Sybil Trent.
First Soldier.
Lamont Johnson.
Second Soldier.
Tommy Hughes.
Prime Minister.
Arthur Anderson.
Sir Falmouth.
Bill Lipton.
The Copper Giant.
Michael O'Day.
The Giant's brother, Hans.
Don Hughes.
Original music was composed and conducted by Maurice Brown. Let's Pretend is dramatized by Nyla Mack and directed by Albert Ward. If you live in or near New York and you'd like to see a broadcast of Let's Pretend, drop a postcard to Cream of Wheat, CBS, New York, for your free tickets. Have you ever heard about a little girl whose parents were turned to stone by a witch just so the witch could steal her? Would you like to know how the witch got to the high tower where she kept the girl? What do you think happened to the girl and the prince who came to rescue her when they left from the tower window? Well, listen next week at the same time to the story of the witch, the prince, and the girl in Rapunzel. Saying, remember to eat cream of wheat, the great American family cereal. This is CBS, Columbia Broadcasting System.